Hi there. The word for you today is on covetousness. Hebrews 13 verse 5 says, "Let your conduct be without covetousness." Interesting word, huh? Covetousness begins with craving, then evolves into conniving to get what you want. People like Achan, Ahab, Ananias, and Sapphira in the Bible were willing to steal, lie, and kill to get what they wanted. So the Bible warns, let your conduct be without covetousness. Be content with such things as you have, for he himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. This scripture means that, are you listening to this? That what you have in Christ is greater than whatever else you don't have in life. Covetousness is four things. Number one, wanting status, but not wanting to serve. Wanting control so that you can be at the center. Wanting wealth strictly for yourself, or wanting praise from others. Here's another definition. Wanting the right things, but for the wrong reasons. Paul writes, 1 Timothy 3 verse 1, if a man desires the position of a bishop, he desires a good work. Wanting to make an impact is a good thing, but you must want it for the right reasons. If you want it for personal recognition or power over others, the Bible calls that covetousness. Here's a third one, wanting the right things, but at the wrong time. A young couple says, we love each other. We're going to get married in 3 months, but we want to sleep together now. That's what's called wanting the right thing for the right reason, but wanting it at the wrong time, and the Bible calls it covetousness. And here's a fourth one, wanting the right things, but in the wrong amount. Covetousness is wanting more than is required for your needs and to fulfill God's purpose for your life. Understand this, more of anything other than God will never satisfy the longing for fulfillment that God has placed within you. Only when you acknowledge that and live by it will you find true and lasting happiness.